This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking about bullying amongst siblings. And to help us with this conversation, psychological counselor Lerato Ngomane from Lerato Ngomane Private Practice is joining me on the line. Good morning, Sissy. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Shekani? Good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. So take us through how siblings just fighting as kids can get to a point where it becomes something to be concerned about.
Yeah, so it's very common for siblings to argue and fight growing up. I think most of us have our fair share or stories that we can tell about us growing up and fighting with our siblings. It's important, though, to recognize that those conflicts can turn into something more harmful, whereby now we see persistent behavior. The behavior just doesn't stop. It becomes aggressive, and there's a lack of resolution. In those kind of situations, now it has moved from just a normal conflict into bullying.
Yeah, so what are some of the things that sometimes lead to siblings continuing with bullying or the fighting with their siblings, even beyond childhood?
Yeah, so there's several factors that can contribute to this, you know, continuing this harmful behavior right into adulthood. And these can range from things such as deep-seated resentment or unresolved childhood issues play a role. So we see things such as family dynamics, financial struggle, or unhealthy competition. Usually we'll see that the aggressor might feel that they were robbed of the love and affection of their parents because of the existence of the other sibling.
Sure. Then how does that sibling that feels that way, how should this sibling then deal with the situation? Because now we're carrying it into adulthood.
Yeah. I think the first step is definitely to acknowledge that the behavior is unacceptable.
Yeah.
I think it's easy for us to just sweep it under the rug, right, and say that, everyone has the story. Everyone has been, you know, fighting with their siblings growing up. But being able to recognize that, no, this behavior is unacceptable, it is harmful, being able to accept that and acknowledge that is the first step. Then secondly, the second thing that this sibling can do is to clearly communicate their boundaries and be able to express themselves calmly yet assertively to let the other sibling know how they feel and how, you know, they've been affected by this behavior. And if that fails, then seeking support from definitely a therapist or a counselor can be helpful, because then that family therapist is able to mediate to address the core issues, the underlying issues that have been happening, or to help the two to resolve the conflict and foster healthier communication patterns moving forward.
Sure. I think in our conversations, one of the things that I've learned is how the people we are as adults has a lot to do with how we were molded by our parents. So what role do parents play in bullying of siblings? What powers do they have, really?
Well, definitely the fact that even when the victimized sibling is voicing out the conflict or voicing out how they are being treated, and the parents not being able to take it seriously or be able to mediate, is something that can make the behavior to continue or contribute to the behavior continuing, because then the sibling feels like they are justified and this is something that is normal.
Absolutely. And then how do parents then step in to correct that? Because we don't want them, you speak of them being able to fuel the behavior, but how do they then step in and put an end to it?
The first step is definitely to hear the sibling that is telling them that this is how they feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Understand where the sibling is coming from. And then from there, you can speak to both of your children and try to mediate between the two of them in terms of why is this behavior happening? What is the underlying issue? And in cases whereby the parent feels like they are not getting anywhere, again, I will say, then a therapist or counselor is a person that is able to come in to mediate and help the entire family have family therapy to address these issues and be able to help them with coping skills or tools that can help them to foster better communication styles moving forward.
Absolutely. And for those who feel they need that, how do they get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me via my email. My email is leratongomanerc@gmail.com. That is leratongomanerc@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for your time, Sissy. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
There you have it. Parents play a very big role. And I think in every conversation we'll ever have about parenting or raising children, we know that parents have this power to stop a lot of the things that we grow up as adults to become way, way early on in our lives. So have you ever experienced bullying by a loved one? Not just a sibling. I know we're talking about siblings, but in the family, within your family unit, have you ever experienced this? And how was it sorted out?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.